The entire life of the believer is to orbit around this God. And when your life orbits around this God, everything that He has said, His commandments, His statutes, you're now building a wonderful and beautiful family culture that will hopefully not end and terminate with you, but will go on to your children and go on to your grandchildren and so on. And so that's really the key objective of this family life that's highlighted here in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 to 9. He even goes so far as to say that you would bind the commands of God as frontlets between your eyes. You would put them on the doorposts of your house. And all of that to mean that everywhere you go, the Word of God is to be dominant in your thoughts. It's to be the prevailing way of thinking, the worldview that you go into this world with. And so even though you're on the cusp, if you're on the brink of going into this pagan land, by doing these things, you'll be able to be sustained even in the midst of the worst darkness. I think this is much of what the Lord says when He's speaking to His Father in the Lord's Prayer. Father, I pray not that You would take them out of the world, but that You would keep them from the evil. I think a lot of it has to do with what you find right here in Deuteronomy chapter 6.